Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Prayer, does it actually make a difference? It's very rare for a bunch of scientists to actually get around prayer and start to study it and research it, because sometimes these things have been seen as, well, they're the spiritual matters, they're not to do with, I guess, scientific matters. Well, according to the author of a report recently published in the Australian Medical Journal, and I hinted at it a little bit last week, they believe that it certainly could. Director of the Behavioural Institute in Adelaide, Marek Jantos, joins us now. Marek, welcome to Open House.
Good evening. Nice to be with you.
Yeah. What led you to produce a report on prayer?
Good. Well, I have a long-term interest in dealing with health psychology and psychophysiology, the relationship between mind and body. In more recent years, I've specifically developed an interest in looking at the relationship between spirituality and health. There's been a lot of research published in that area, hundreds and several thousands of research pieces recently. And so specifically, I began to look at rituals such as prayer in the Christian practice to see how prayer affects our overall well-being and health.
Okay, well, it's good to define early what the definition of prayer was for this particular report, because one
right.
person's prayer is another person's meditation, is another person's thinking, etc.
Absolutely. There are many different forms of prayer, but basically the definition of prayer that we adopted in a literature review and study was the one provided by the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine in the United States. And they basically define prayer as an active process of communicating with and appealing to a higher spiritual power. So that has been our basic definition of prayer.
Interesting that one of the findings in your report was that 74% of Australians believe in a higher power. Was that a surprise to you?
Not really. I think even though the percentages of people attending religious services and so forth continually tends to decrease, there is still basically a very significant interest in spiritual aspects of life and particularly in the relationship of one's relationship to a supernatural being.
You looked at the effects that prayer has on people. What are some of the quote unquote benefits that are
right.
found in some of the literature that you reviewed?
Sure. Depending on which studies you look at, a lot of them have looked at the treatment of cardiology patients, of in vitro fertilization programs, and so forth, showing benefits of prayer, specifically intercessory prayer. But overall, one of the criticisms made of much of this research is, if there are indeed health benefits, can we identify the mechanisms by which we gain these benefits? And admittedly, that question hasn't been addressed, and so that has been the focus of the review that I published in the Medical Journal of Australia. And basically, it seems that the benefits that research has identified could be identified under several subtitles, and some people basically feel that there's nothing to prayer except the placebo effect. So, you know, the belief that a sugar pill will do you good helps you through some of the difficult times. Now, that needs to be questioned. We looked at the evidence for and against that argument, but some people have felt very strongly that the benefits of prayer are basically linked to our ability to relax, unwind, and adopt a more peaceful sort of outlook and more meaningful outlook on life. So that was one of the mechanisms that was suggested. Another mechanism was that through prayer, we are able to express positive emotions, and just the experience of emotions such as gratitude, love, and so forth, that in itself might have some benefits. So these are some of the mechanisms that have been proposed. But admittedly, if one believes in prayer and practices prayer, we know that there is much, much more to prayer than just a relaxation response or perhaps entering into a very positive emotional state.
Some sort of psychosomatic response, that there could actually be a divine, supernatural intervention into somebody's life. Now, when you start talking like that as a scientist, what kind of response do you then get from your colleagues?
Well, admittedly, the response is quite varied. because most scientists would like to look at mechanisms that can be explained through very natural means. So the moment you begin to define prayer in terms of communicating with the supernatural, the moment you start introducing variables such as faith, then admittedly you can no longer measure those empirically, and that creates quite a dilemma for the scientists. And so many of them will say, well, look, this is no longer the realm of scientific study, and therefore it should not be a subject of discussion. But we can't just cross prayer out as easily as that, because admittedly such a very significant number of people utilize prayer, intercessory prayer in particular, that if it does health benefits, we can't walk away from it and simply ignore it.
Okay. It would be hard, though, for any science to actually then prove or disprove divine intervention into a person's life as a result of prayer, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think some of the findings that we are finding in the literature, attempting to limit and restrict research to purely empirical studies is literally in many ways misrepresenting the whole science of prayer. How do you assess the effectiveness of prayer? Well, some scientists will say, well, if the use of antibiotics or the reoccurrence of complications post surgery are a measure, then providing that we get all positives in these areas, we can suggest that perhaps there is some benefit to intercessory prayer. But all of that creates a very false impression of prayer, because we should not always expect the answers to be positive as we define them in order to establish the validity of prayer. Yeah. It's simply not the way we would understand prayer from a Christian perspective.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the big thing, is that a lot of these studies have almost treated God, the divine being who is being prayed to, as some sort of mechanistic being, some sort of person who, if you just press the right buttons, then you're going to get this response, and that you can then measure that response. Actually, God answers prayers in so many different ways, many of which are a mystery, and then later on we find they were the best possible way we could have had them come through.
Yeah. That is so true. Even if we relate to this question from the position of a parent-child relationship, not every time when a child comes and asks you for what they think is best for them or what they would like to have, do we as parents say yes? And if yes is to be the only definition and measure of our love for the child, then admittedly we present a very distorted picture, because there are many times when we will say to our child, well, you can't have it right now, you've got to wait till later on, or we say to them, look, I don't think this is the best thing for you to have, because the child only sees it one way. And so I think in our petitioning of God, we need to provide some room there for God to be able to say, look, I'm willing to answer, but in a slightly different way, or I'm willing to respond to your request, but at a later time, or I really don't believe this is in your best interest. And, of course, how do you measure that
empirically?
It's difficult.
That's the issue.
It's difficult.
You did bring some interesting research out, though, about some intercessory prayer that was offered by people, if I remember correctly, from Australia, Canada, the US, for IVF patients in South Korea.
Yes, yes. That was a very well-known study, which actually showed that the pregnancy rate in the prayed-for group was significantly higher than in the control group. Now, that study has been questioned by scientists and so forth, and again, it does create all sorts of dilemmas. Is this the way to evaluate God's responsiveness to intercessory prayer or not? But statistically, it did show a significant difference. The pregnancy rate in the prayed-for group was indeed higher than for the control group.
Right, okay. So, Marek, as a scientist, what is the next area of prayer that you would like to see scientific research done on, if at all?
I think we have to acknowledge the fact that there is much that we cannot scientifically investigate. We have to acknowledge that some of these aspects really go beyond the reach of science. And in the article that was published in the Medical Journal of Australia, I have actually suggested another mechanism, and that mechanism is one whereby we need to allow for supernatural intervention. Because ultimately, if you look and ask people why it is that they pray, I have never come across someone who says, well, I pray because it makes me relaxed, or I pray because it gives me an emotional high. Most people say they pray because they believe, they have faith that a God exists and that that God hears their prayers and is willing to respond to their prayers. So, you know, the moment we look at the reasons why people choose to pray, the most obvious one is that they have faith in the existence of a God who's interested, who's loving, who's caring and what have you. But that is something that science simply cannot research. And there are several good publications that acknowledge the fact that we need to be open to that option. Mm-hmm. But admittedly, that option immediately takes it out of the realm of science.
Yes.
And takes it away from very naturalistic and empirical methods of study. So I think we ought to continue to explore the benefits of prayer, but we may not be ultimately able to establish fully what the mechanisms are by which we gain the health benefits from prayer that we have seen published in research articles.
Okay, fascinating to talk to you. Thank you so much, Marek. Thanks
Wonderful.
For joining us.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Marek Jantos. He's the director of the Behavioural Institute in Adelaide and author of a new report on prayer.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.